Hello, people. It is November 16th, 2017. And it is the very first episode of the Frank Berry Life and Car Confession Podcast. How you doing? How the fuck are you? Doing good? I hope so. I'm doing great. Yeah, your boy Frank Berry is doing pretty fucking good. I just recently just finished up a bucket list of mine. Or will be finishing up a bucket list of mine come this July. I bought the tickets. I'm going to go see the Foo Fighters. Yeah, that's right. The fucking Foo Fighters. I'm living the dream. My bucket list is officially done come July 30th. Seeing Dave Grohl and the rest of those motherfuckers. A 4 or 5, I don't know. However long hour show, but to even go 4 hours, that's to let you know how much music they have, how much good shit, quality shit they have been putting out for like, what, 20 years plus? Fucking Foo Fighters. Oh, so cool. Dave Grohl. I know what the other band members look like if I saw them. Well, at least the gay guy and the drummer, but the other three. It's just two. The band has changed. There's been different people coming in and out, but yeah, I'm seeing them in Wrigleyville. I'm fucking excited, man. I really am. Can't fucking wait. But I bet you're wondering to yourself, Fred, Frank, what was the other stuff on your bucket list? Well, I'll tell you. One of them was to ride a roller coaster. Yeah. Ride a roller coaster before I hit the age of 30. And I did it. I did it at 29. I waited to the last fucking minute. I did it at 29, people. With the Great America, with some friends, and I rode the Superman. Yep. It went. You know, they strapped me in. It set up and then it took off. So I don't remember. Well, my eyes immediately fucking closed once the little thing below your feet dropped and it hoisted you up, so like you'd be flying through the air. My eyes immediately fucking closed and it took off and I'm quite sure was screaming. But my eyes fucking closed. I was gripping the fucking handlebars real tight and grinding my teeth. And I was like, at some point during the ride, I was like, Frank, open up your eyes. Look. Really, really just take it in. And when I opened my eyes, we were going through the first loop. And I realized to myself, that was a horrible idea. Oh, I shouldn't open my eyes, but I did. I made it. I'm still here. I'm still alive. So, you know. Woo! But I did not puke. I did not poop myself. I will admit, a little pee came out. I did pee on myself just a little bit. Not enough for it to be noticeable, but just enough for my drawers to be a little bit wet. Right there in the front. It didn't go through my drawers. It dried up pretty much within an hour. So, like, I didn't have any pee stains on my pants. I wore dark pants for a reason, people. Okay. I knew what I was doing going into it. I knew I was doing that fucking day. I was getting on a roller coaster. And I made sure I wanted to wear some dark pants. Okay. Some shitting pants. Just in case I shit myself. But I didn't. You know why? Because I believe in myself. I got dreams. I got fucking dreams I'm trying to achieve. So, after that, another thing, of course, on my bucket list was, well, I'm a man. So most men should have a dream of two women. All right? Having two women. And I achieved that at 30. That's right. Back-to-back years of crossing shit off my bucket list. Okay? I don't want to do no shit like skydiving. I'm black. I'm not trying to jump out of a plane. Those moments where I have left my house without my wallet have been the scariest shit of my fucking life. You know those times where you have left your house and realized, oh no, I left my wallet on the dresser, I didn't take them out my pants, I thought I did. Or you took them out then, left them on the dresser. Shit happens. Okay? Any given moment, I could have got pulled over and got my ass beaten. I had no identification on me to say that prove I am who I say I am. And yeah, so those were the scary moments of my life. I'm not trying to jump out of no plane. I don't want to swim with no whales or sharks or any of that bullshit. No. I want to bang two chicks at one time. No, I couldn't. I'm a man. And most of us want to do that. And one Thursday morning, after a night of drinking with some friends, I got a text like 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. From a broad I had banged a couple of times. What dated her? I didn't like her. She was ghetto as fuck. But she had some very, very good vagina. It was good, man. I will say a good 27 strokes in. 27 strokes in. I'm just ready to be done. But it was good. It was no, you know that feeling when you got a blanket in the dryer, right? Big blanket. So it takes what, maybe two and a half hours for it to dry completely all the way through. Cause you know you got the wet spots in blankets. But for it to get completely dry all the way through, and then as soon as you take it out of the dryer, you wrap yourself in it. That's what her vagina felt like. A warm blanket around my penis. And my balls. My balls didn't go deep into it, but it smacked. It felt the warmth of it all. So she had hit me up, saying, hey, how you doing? How's it going? I was like, I'm all right. Just getting home, hanging out with friends. Getting ready to go to bed. She's like, oh, okay. I seen her a few around, just saying what's high. Okay, cool. Like, we should do lunch. And by lunch, I was saying we should have sex. I'm about to take the girl out to eat. We didn't have that kind of relationship. You feed yourself before I come over. Okay? Because when I get here, you know what's going on. There's no need for me to even take off my pants. I just pull it through the pee hole. We bang. And then I go home. Like, I throw the condom out on the expressway on the way home. There's no need for us to have. Like, she didn't even know my real name. I told her that my name was Bob. She just went with it. Okay? That's the kind of relationship this was going on. She didn't really care about me. I didn't care about her. Whatsoever, we just had sex from time to time. You know, a booty call. And she was hitting me up for that booty call. But, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the fucking morning, I'm drunk. Sun's coming up. I need to get some sleep. I'm done. Okay, I'm not about to try to hit the road and drive to this broad house. It's a 25 minute, half an hour drive. No. Not worth it. Not worth my life. I can get to an accident. Okay. I was drunk, people. I needed to sleep. But 10 minutes after, I said, hey, let's do lunch. She texted me back like, hey, do you want to have a threesome? I had to shake it off and wipe my ass real good and look at it like, oh my God. Yes. I replied, yes, all caps. Yes, I would like a threesome. Okay. When are you talking about? When is this going down? So we made plans for the following week, and she brought a friend. They came over to where I was living, and I was staying at my brother's house at the time. And my nephew Derek, he was in high school. I'm like, hey, nephew, you're not allowed to come downstairs tonight, buddy. Your Uncle Fred about to make some dreams come true, okay? I'm about to scratch something off my bucket list. I'm about to have a threesome. A little smile came over his face. He was proud of me, you know. My brother was going to work. That night, he had to work from like 9 that night to like 5 o'clock in the morning, so pretty much having the house to myself. It was going down. She came over with her friend, and that's about 10-15 minutes of chit-chat bullshitting. We went into it, and it wasn't bad. It was all right. It wasn't something I need to do again, because, you know, I've done it, but no complaints. I enjoyed myself. I'm not sure if they enjoyed themselves, but kind of don't care. She contacted me to make this happen. So clearly, she felt I can do the job. Or she just wanted to bang her friend. Okay? And her friend had fake tits. Okay, but I would take fake tits and real vagina every day. Anytime. Okay? I'd rather have fake tits and real vagina than real tits and a fake vagina. I'm about fake vagina. That means it's a dick. Okay? I mean, there have been two dicks in that room and one vagina. And actually, it would have been fake tits and real dick, because if there's a dick there, you can't have real tits. Okay, that's not how it works. Okay, that's not how the human body works. That's not how science happens. Okay, I mean, there's a good chance that dick would have tried to fuck me. Okay, that's not, no, I'm not about that life. Okay. I don't like getting, like, I've had a colonoscopy. Horrible. Fucking hate it. And now you want to try to put this in my booty hole? I'm quite sure it would have been a big dick, too. Big old prison penis. Big old Snickers dick. No. King size. Oh, my God. Not going near my butthole, buddy. Okay? I'm just glad that it wasn't that scenario. It was two chicks, not a chick, and a guy with tits and a dick. You know what I'm saying? There's no chicks with dicks, there's only guys with tits. And I'm quoting here. That's a great line. Great line. He said, from that movie, Ted 2. There's no such thing as chicks with dicks, there's only guys with tits. And that's what I'm glad didn't happen. It wasn't a guy with tits. It was a girl with tits. Maybe she had saggy tits. I'm quite sure she had a couple of kids. Like, hey, I want to bring these tits back to life. Boss up. Good job. They look good. Okay. They felt like, you know, fake tits feel. But, hey, vagina felt good. The vagina felt real. No complaints there. So, that was the other thing I want to knock off my bucket list. I bet you say it to yourself, Frank, your bucket list ain't pretty fucking short. Well, there's not a lot of things I want to do in my life. Okay? I wanted to have a threesome. I wanted to get on a roller coaster before the age of 30. And I want to see the Foo Fighters. I don't believe in traveling. Okay? I don't like it. We have Google, people. Fucking Google. I can go anywhere in the world with the help of Wi-Fi. Why do I gotta leave my house? The comforts of my bed. It doesn't make sense to me. Okay. I can easily see what New Mexico looks like. Google. Cancun. Been there. I've been there 3 times. Through Google. Google fucking search. Oh my good. Greatest fucking thing ever. Okay, maybe even thought about going to Las Vegas. But hey, guess what? I'd have been there 7 times. Thank you, Google. Know how much money I'm saving right now? Huh? By just using Wi-Fi and fucking Google? So the last thing I want to do, is see the Foo Fighters. And I'm going to do it. I'm so happy. So that's it. What's going on with me, pretty much, right now in my life? So what else? What's going on? What's going on in this world? Huh? What's going on in you guys' lives? Oh, did you hear? I guess it was announced, what, yesterday or this morning? I think I heard it this morning. Those college kids, for UCLA, that was over in China stealing, like some fucking dumbasses. And one of them is the middle child of the balls. So, you know, you're always the middle child who feels left out. So he had to try to stand out. The oldest one in the NBA, the youngest one, the YouTube hit from all his game-winning shots in high school or junior high, where the fuck he did. And you never heard him about the middle child until he was overseas in China stealing. Okay? You know why? Because nobody cares about the middle child. And he was over there doing some light-skinned shit. I mean, your brother's in the fucking NBA. He was like the number one pick, so you know he has money. Why the fuck are you gonna try to steal some Louis Vuitton sunglasses? I could see the other two black guys on the team, because hey, they're not getting paid. Their brothers aren't in the NBA. Yours is, and you fucked it up. He's ruined. I'm quite sure when they get back to the States, they're gonna probably lose their scholarships or get kicked off the team. I can't see them going overseas and representing that school and then fucking up like that. And then having a President Trumpito talk to their leader to reduce their sentence. Because supposedly they would have got 10 years. And then I heard today it was just going to be a week. I'm not really sure. Don't really care. But they fucked themselves. They completely fucked their lives by doing some dumb shit. Yeah, everybody knows not to steal. Especially, do not steal overseas. Okay? I was hoping and praying that they were going to get that Singapore ass whooping. Like that one, that white guy got back in, what, the 90s. Overseas, putting graffiti on walls. And then, you know, he got treated the way they treat the people over in their country. They whooped his ass with that Singapore cane. And then sent him back to America. Like, oh no, he's not leaving. He gonna get this ass whooping like he should have been getting another child. And that's why I believe in fucking kids up. Okay? If you fuck your kids up, it would probably help from keep them from committing crimes. I got fucked up. Take the back. I got whoopings. Okay? I know what happened. I got whoopings. My older brothers, they got fucked up. Oh my God. Oh. I see my dad chase my one brother down the aisle, down the hallway. Okay, he came out the bedroom, and five steps was like our living room. No, five steps was like our den, the TV room, and then ten steps total was the living room. My father caught my brother in the living room. Oh, one of the worst assholes I've ever seen before in my life. Oh, I learned right then and there. Do not run. Just take it. Just take it. You do not run. My father caught his ass and let him up. One of the greatest moments of my life. I was so scared, but inside I was laughing so fucking hard. So I was thinking to myself, yes, yes. He kicked my ass yesterday. My brother kicked my ass yesterday, and now my father kicking his ass today. Reparations, people. I'm talking about revenge. It felt good. Now I'm quite sure that middle child, that ball brother, is now, once he loses his scholarship, because I'm quite sure he's going to lose it. Something's going to happen to him. Okay, next thing you know, he'll end up on coke. He's going to end up on doing cocaine. That's right. He is. He's the middle child. He's already proven that he's going to fuck up and doing fucking dumb shit. So the next step is to do some coke. I mean, they got money, so that's going to happen. You know, they got like a good old white drug, cocaine, so because he got money to afford it. That's when you know he's gonna be in hotels fucking pregnant white strippers. Gotta be at least 5 months pregnant for him to make his balls tingle, to start for the penis to start growing. He needs $375 worth of cocaine to get it fully hard. He'll fuck off night, all night, all fucking night on $375 worth of cocaine, and he's gonna do that line off that girl's baby bump. Okay. Gotta be at least 5 months pregnant. You gotta be showing good. Okay, showing pretty good. Otherwise, he doesn't want you. Okay, he's dead inside. And that's what's gonna happen to him. Fucking pregnant white strippers. Cause that's what he's into. That's when you know you made it. When you start banging white women. I mean, It took me some years, but I bang them. I'm not going back to black. It was too much work. I got tired of my room smelling like hair grease. Not being able to go out with my friends. Them hating on the Foo Fighters. How do you hate on the fucking Foo Fighters? That's why I couldn't mess with black women no more. Okay, they better listen to 2 Chainz, and I'd rather listen to Dave Grohl. So I was done with them. Couldn't go back. Also, I like lemon rice soup. White women make some good lemon rice soup, man. Huh? They will make you lemon rice soup, and then give you a BJ. While you eat your lemon rice soup. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I done had it happen. I'm living the American dream. Okay. This is what my ancestors got beaten for. They died for. So I can get a blowjob while eating lemon rice soup from a white woman. Okay. I'm a cops and goals, people. That's what I'm doing. So what else is going on? I'll tell you. I say recently is what this happened a couple days ago. I was having after I got done having relations with this woman, white woman. I was laying in her bed, and then she asked me, "How come you don't make noise doing sex?" And I was like, "What? 'Cause I'm a guy." Pretty much, only time you hear a guy make noise doing sex is if you're watching porn, okay? Because, you know, they're acting. They're putting on a show. They're putting on a performance. They want you to think that, hey, this blowjob that this girl is doing is amazing. This, her vagina that I'm fucking is amazing. Her asshole that I'm fucking is amazing. Or, you know, it could be 2 guys fucking. They want to show that, hey, this guy know how to suck dick. It's amazing. This guy butthole. Oh. It's shaved. It's not a hairy ass I'm fucking. Oh, it's amazing. Okay? That's what they're doing. So, or the other time you hear a guy making noise doing sex, is in prison. He's getting raped. Okay? Hey, no. I don't want to do this. Stop. This hurts. Please. Somebody help. Okay? Or maybe he's enjoying it. Maybe it's some shower sex going on. Okay? You walking past, about to hop in the shower. I've recently found out if you're going to take a shower in prison, you see a Coke can outside that shower, do not go in there. Know why? Because there's 2 guys in there fucking. Okay? They're in there getting down. So try to avoid it. Unless you're into it. Unless you're into watching guys fuck. Go in there. Then in the corner, rub one out. Or maybe you can try joining in. Ask them. You know? Well, don't just, like, ask them, like why they're fucking. Because that's going to throw everything off. He may end up shitting on the guy. May end up shitting on his dick. Wait until, you know, he finished. When I'm finishes. Who's ever doing the fucking to the fuckee. You wait. and then ask them, hey, can I participate? Can I get in on this? No, good old fashioned shower of sex in prison. You know what? I'm gonna make a movie. I'm calling it right now. I'm about to corner the fucking market. It's gonna be like Girls Gone Wild. Call it Shower Sex in Prison. Okay? I'm gonna start putting out DVDs. Okay? If you see DVDs out there, you see a website called Shower Sex in Prison, I'm about to get paid. Okay? Somebody has either stolen my idea or that's my idea. That's my platform. I'm about to make a fuck ton of money. Porn is a billion-dollar industry, and I'm about to make $1 billion, people. I'm about to come up. Shower sex. In captions right below it, in prison. And it's going to be like a red can. It's going to be a red can at the bottom. It's going to mean like it's a Coke can, but Coke ain't paying for this. Coke ain't giving me no money. Therefore, it's going to be just a red can. We all gonna know what it stands for. Okay? We're all gonna know. That guy's out there fucking in the shower. You're welcome. I'm over here making history for you. But yeah, I told her that guys just don't make noise because we're trained assassins when it comes to this. Because growing up, we had to jack off in silence. Had to be quiet about it. No noise, No, like we was watching porn. Like back when I was growing up, I was watching porn on VHS tapes. Okay, and a VCR. If you people listening even know what the fuck that is. Okay? I had older brothers, so I used to take their tapes, pop in the VCR, put the TV down to like just one or just completely muted it. And rub one out. Like I had to listen out. Like nobody be home or somebody be asleep. So I had to listen out very carefully for footsteps, noises, bed moving, a door opening while I'm trying to jerk it as quickly as humanly possible. And then every now and then, there was a 67% chance of that VCR tape getting stuck in that VCR. So now I gotta go to the kitchen, get a butter knife. Unscrew the sides, take the top off, pop it out, put it back together for anybody gets home. I became an assassin at that shit. Okay, I did that shit for years. And I do mean years. So I had trained myself not to make a peep, just to constantly fucking listen for noise, for anything, where I'm rubbing one out. And that's why pretty much, excuse me, most men do not make noise doing sex because we can't. We have taught ourselves to listen for other shit. And that's what I did. Just steady listen for other shit. And I told her, you want to have me make noise doing sex, you got to do something that will make me make noise. Like, hey, put an ice cube in your mouth and suck on my balls. Okay? Just blow into my asshole. Ever so gently, just in my ass. Or you can try taking your index finger, put it in my ass. But know that if you do that, the sex is over. Okay, I don't like that shit. I'm not into it. So if you want to get a know what, ladies, if you want to get a guy, if you're sucking a guy's dick and you change your mind about having sex with this guy, stick a finger in his ass. Stick a finger in his ass, and I would say a good 43% of men will freak the fuck out and then leave. Okay, after that, you got about a good 37% of men who were like, you know what? That's fine. I'm cool with it. And that's when you got to go for a full fucking fist. You go for that full fucking fist. And when you go for that full fucking fist, he should freak out. Like, oh, God, no. Anybody put a fist up my ass? Fuck wrong with you? He may just walk out your house butt naked at that point. And then there's the last 33% of men. Whatever, just glad they take that fist up their ass. And then at that point, I don't know what to tell you, ladies. You're fucked. Okay? Just start yelling rape. Do something. Okay? like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. My period, the period thing ain't gonna work. Cause I done had sex with girls on their period. I done ate a girl out while she was on her period. Okay. I've seen that string hanging out of her vagina. Okay. I'm not going in there. I'm going to the top where the clit is at. Pull that little lid back. Suck on that clit. That's all I did. Okay. Periods don't stop me. Don't stop no real man. Get your red wings out there. Guys, if you haven't got your red wings yet, go get them. Okay? Go find a woman who's on her period and fuck her tonight. Be like, hey, are you on your period? Do you want to have sex? If your girl's on her period, be like, hey, baby. Huh? Know what I don't get? Know what I haven't achieved in my life? Do you know what's on my bucket list? Okay? Having sex with my girl while she's on her period. It's just something I've always wanted to do. And they're horny on their period, so they're going to do it. Just go get a towel. And if you get wet sheets, white bed sheets, fuck on the floor. You don't want to ruin that. It's going to go through the towel. Okay, it could be a gusher. It could be. Just saying. It could be. And then have sex. Now, you gotta understand some ladies that, women, y'all make noise because y'all wasn't allowed to have sex at your house. Like, I would say majority, pretty much. It was like doors gotta be open when the guys over. Nothing was going down, okay? But when you got to that guy's house, when you got to your man's house, what was going down? Y'all was fucking. And you was just making all types of noises and shit. While he was dead, fucking silence. And why? Because he's a silent assassin. He's looking out. He's listening. Making sure his parents don't come. Checking on everything, okay? He has to. You don't got to. That's his job. That's his job as your man. To make sure y'all don't get caught fucking by his parents. Know why? Because he was trained. He's a good man. That's what good men do. They look out. They look out to make sure that you don't get caught with your ass up in the air by his mom. And then getting kicked out of the house. Okay, that could happen. It has happened. I'm quite sure it has happened. It has to. So y'all can make all the noise you want, ladies. The guys, we can't. We're too focused. Eventually, maybe one day, and I'll say in my 40s, I gotta deprogram myself to start making noise doing sex. So by the time I hit 40, I should be able to say a ooh or ah or you suck them balls, girl. Something. I'll give you something. I won't leave you hanging, okay? Not no more. I won't do it to you. No, why? Because I care. But I gotta reprogram myself. It's gonna take some time. I'm quite sure the first time I will make some noise during sex. If one is crushed, it'd be hot in the room and we're going at it real good. I'm giving everything I got. Now fuck around, catch a cramp. That has happened before. Caught a cramp during sex. I'm getting old. I can't hide cramps no more like I used to. If my legs lock up on me, oh, it's you and it's not you. It's you because I'm fucking you. But also, now I got a cramp. That's where this coming from. Okay? So be happy. Don't be mad. At least I made a fucking noise during sex. Now, as you know, I call this show Life and Car Confessions, and people who have followed me on Snapchat know I do the thing called Car Confessions. And that's how I'm usually going to end my shows, people, with an extended version, a full version, not a 10-second, 2-3-minute version of one of my car confessions. All right, so here we go, people. Here's a car confession I'm going to tell you about. I got to start off by saying car confession, so car confessions. Back when I was a teen, maybe a preteen, I was a teenager. And my brother wasn't home. He was off at work, and I was in his room playing video games or just bullshitting, watching cable. Probably getting ready to watch some porn. on the VHS tape. And I ended up looking through his drawers, and as I looked through his drawers, I seen his dresser drawers, people, not his underwear, but dresser drawers. I seen he had a pussy in the can. I was like, well, he got a can in his dresser, and I opened it up. Oh, it's a fucking pussy in the can. What the fuck? He got a kid. He's getting a pussy. Why the fuck did he need this? This is what I'm thinking to myself. Why do you need this? Okay? It doesn't make sense. It just threw me off. So I put it back and threw me off. A couple of days later, I get back to it. I look at it like, I'm getting ready to pop in a porn. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, how did this shit work? I want to know. So I lubed up. Yeah. I found out about lube. I lubed up. I put it on. And I will say, oh my God, that shit felt amazing. Oh, it was two-sided. It was a two-sided pussy in a can, so the sperm came out the other end. It was an easy cleanup, okay? I used it twice that night. And then I cleaned up. It was a little tough to clean up. Didn't want to do it too often. I maybe used it one or two more times after that. But hey. Pussy in a can. I recommend it, people. You haven't tried it. Go for it. It felt so fucking good. Oh. Goodness gracious. Just thinking about it right now, making my balls tingle. But yeah, until now, my brother has never knew that we and him are Eskimo brothers. Okay? We are double brothers. Not only are we blood brothers, we are Eskimo brothers. Okay? I don't know how much more brothers we can be. That's a double-double. Okay? In the NBA. They call that a double-double. And that's how I'm going to end today's podcast, people. We're Eskimo brother car confessions. Y'all have a good day. And I will catch you guys next Thursday. Well, next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So maybe that I will either do this again that Wednesday or that Friday. So 6 to 8 days from now, I will be putting up another podcast for you. Another Life in Car Confessions. And thanks for listening. I'll catch you guys next time. Bye-bye.